Welcome. Today we're discussing some exciting news from Google, the Gemini 2.5 Pro. This is their latest and greatest AI model, and it's making waves.
Gemini 2.5 Pro? I've heard whispers. Tell me more. What makes it so special?
Well, Google claims it's state-of-the-art, topping the LM Arena benchmark. It's a thinking model, meaning it reasons before responding. Improved accuracy? Check. Better performance than GPT 3.5 and even 3.7? Double check.
Hold on, better than GPT 3.7? Are we talking across the board or just specific tasks?
Good question. They're citing better performance across benchmarks like the MMLU, and it boasts an impressive score on the agentic coding evaluations, plus a million token context window. Think of the possibilities.
A million tokens? Wow, that's a lot. So what can it actually do with all that power?
It's multimodal, meaning it handles text, audio, images, video, and code. Imagine analyzing entire code repositories or understanding complex datasets with mixed media.
Amazing. So where can we get our hands on this wonder AI?
It's available now on the Gemini platform and AI Studio. And get this, the access is free. There are rate limits on the API, but free is free.
Free? Okay, I'm sold. But what about real-world applications? Have they shown any concrete examples of what it can achieve?
The video we're discussing showed it tackling some challenging coding tasks, creating HTML, CSS, JavaScript, even Python. From interactive synths to simulations with realistic physics, it's impressive.
That does sound pretty impressive. Any weaknesses? It can't be all sunshine and rainbows, right?
Well, it's still in experimental mode, so those rate limits are a real hurdle for larger projects. And the knowledge cutoff is January 2025, so it won't know about the latest breakthroughs. But it's a strong start.
Those are fair points. I'm curious to see how this develops. Any final thoughts before we wrap up?
It's exciting to see Google back in the game with a truly competitive model. Gemini 2.5 Pro has the potential to be a game changer if they can iron out the kinks and make it more accessible. Thanks for joining me in exploring this groundbreaking new AI. Until next time, bye.
Goodbye.